What's up, guys? This is Kevin. Kevin by myself, I should say. Here on Wednesday night, the date being the 24th of February. And I am doing something a little bit different today. Just kind of talking to you guys on my own. Because, man, we just don't have enough time to get through everything that we want to on that main show every single week. It's pretty crazy right now. In terms of being busy, I've been working on a lot of stuff in terms of the FitCast. And also, you know, it's a great thing that I'm also busy at work at Mike Bowles Strength and Conditioning. It's been really great. The personal training has been pretty busy, as well as the coaching going on over there. So no complaints whatsoever on my part. But what we're going to do today is something a little bit different. It's kind of in correlation with what I'm doing at KevinLarrabee.com. I've started blogging kind of on my own because we're running out of room on the fitcast.com. Right now we have the episodes that go up every single Sunday night, preferably, you know, depending on scheduling. And we have the FitCast accountability blog, which goes up roughly on Wednesday. Went up this morning, Wednesday morning. And also on Tuesdays, going backwards a little bit, I've been doing a client spotlight on Kim, who's one of my personal training clients. Kim's really, really great person. She's actually getting married very soon. And she came to me last year. I'm going to say in like February or March. And she basically came in and said, yeah, I want to train 4 days per week. And, you know, as I think it was a really weird situation, because for some reason I just happened to be there, and I was like the one trainer available, so I ended up talking to Kim. But Kim is actually, she's really busy. She's a teacher, so she's, you know, at work more or less from 6 to 3 every day, and she's, as I said, trying to put together a wedding, and now has a great house, and she's working on the house. She's, you know, she came in multiple times during the week. It's like, yeah, I just been sanding my deck for an hour. It's been awesome, but not really. So, that's Kim. And she kind of fell off the wayside because, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. A lot of you guys know that, you know, sometimes you just don't have the time to get to the gym. I work at a gym, so I have time to get in my training. It's really bad, and borderline, it could be an issue, but I prioritize my training over everything else. I would rather, you know, I'm guilty of this, but literally pissing off ex-girlfriends because I wanted to go lift instead of, you know, hanging out with them. It's a tough little balance because you know, I like those girlfriends. Yeah, you know, it's good. But I also want to go lift. You know, I want to do my own thing. I want to, you know, be by myself. That's kind of my me time, especially during work week. You know, sometimes it's nice to talk with people when you're training and socialize. But, you know, sometimes you just want to be like, F everyone else. I want to do my own thing for a little bit. I'm going to throw on my iPod, put on some Rise Against, maybe some, I don't know, DMX, 50 Cent, something like that, and just do your own thing for a little bit. Wow, I got off on a tangent. Well, anyways, life gets in the way. And with Kim, she is basically going to be doing, you know, I'm not talking about this too much, but I'm actually writing a Destination Apps program with Lee, like something that we can give to you guys. In some form, we're still working that out, but the results that I've gotten have been fantastic. And Kim saw the results firsthand when I was training her, and she wanted to do something similar. She wanted to basically go all out and lose this weight for her wedding. And you know, ladies out there, I mean, some of you might have been married already and have had that wedding day, and all eyes are on you. You know, if it's 50, 100, 500 people, that have their eyes on you, so you want to look the best that you're ever going to look on that day. Also, you know, there's the wedding pictures and things like that, so it's a pretty important day, and I jumped on board. I heard what she was saying, and so, you know what, Kim, I think I got something for you. I've been working on a couple of things, and I think these guidelines are going to suit you quite well. I think this training program is going to be great for you. You're at the point where you can do it. The training program that she's going to be doing in terms of weightlifting and conditioning, it's not necessarily for your person that's brand new to lifting. It's really not. It's something that's more for people that have been training for like 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year, and want to go all out on their fat loss. And, you know, they don't, I'm not going to get into my whole philosophy of fat loss programming, because I tend to have a different philosophy than other people. And it's, a lot of it's from anecdotal evidence. It's from working with my clients. I've seen what's worked with my clients, and I've seen what doesn't. And also, same thing with the nutrition. Like, a lot of the nutrition stuff we're going to be adopting from what Lee has in Body by Eats, and also on the Fat Loss Troubleshoot. So, more on that. But check out Kim's blog if you haven't already. That's going to be at thefitcast.com. But quickly back to kevinlarabee.com. Lots of websites that we're dropping here. But I'm blogging on that site now. I've actually thrown up two blogs already in back-to-back days, believe it or not. One is just an introduction. More or less, I was just using kevinlarabee.com for my online personal training and for professional use. But, you know, I want to blog. I want to write more. I don't know if you guys have been able to tell. I got a little bit more of a voice on the podcast now that I've been doing this thing for a while. We're almost 4 years doing the podcast. So I've come to some opinions. And also with the – I was looking through all my books, and I even shot like a video to show I got a question in the mailbag about people who was like, oh, what – like, can you send me a list of all the books you have? Like, no, because I have literally over like 70 pieces of material. And like, that's a lot. Like, a lot of books, lots of DVDs and things like that. Very fortunate in my position where, you know, I know Eric and I know Mike, and I can get that stuff, you know, sometimes for free. But I also do buy a ton of that stuff, tons of stuff off Amazon. And, you know, I bought like Body Fat Solution. I bought Lee's products. I bought, drawing a blank right now, but a Craig Ballantyne's products about turbulence training stuff back in the day. Found that invaluable. A lot of things, but you know, I want to talk to you guys more personally. You know, it's I love having the podcast with Lee and John. Look at, I'm rambling already. I need someone to cut me off, but I'm gonna cut myself off. The blogs that I have up already, again, introduction and also a follow up to the email that we got from Hannah. So please check that out, kevinlarabee.com. I will eventually throw up a link on thefitcast.com so you can just go through there as well. But what we're going to do right now is take a quick break. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take t-shirts, guys. Go to thefitcast.com. Check out those t-shirts. T-shirts are awesome. I'm wearing one right now. The gray ones are super comfortable. Oh my God, these t-shirts kick ass. They're definitely worth picking up. $22 if you live in the United States, $30 if you live outside of the United States, ship priority mail. And people are already getting them. People are actually already leaving comments in the t-shirt little page there, little post that I made. So definitely check it out. But we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to be right back, and I'm going to answer all. I got a ton of questions from you guys, so we're going to answer those right now. Right, guys, we're back, and you know, one thing, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna call this. I'm recording this right now. I have no idea what we're gonna call this thing, but we'll figure it out. So with this mailbag stuff, a lot of this these questions I get on Facebook, and I get on Twitter, and I get on that thing, what's that new thing that I've been spamming everyone with, Formspring. So I want to answer a lot of these questions and get them to you, to everyone. So I have a bunch of them, and we're going to start off with one that, you know, I think is kind of cool, and I think everyone likes to talk about, and that's what's on your playlist. And that's from Dan on Facebook. So Dan, my playlist or my gym mix on my iPod, it's a lot of weird stuff, and I'm not gonna lie, a lot of it goes all over the place. I have a weird thing with DMX, Rise Against. I hated Rise Against. I hated listening to that when I worked intern at Cressy's. Hated it. I listen to it all the time now. There's a few other weird bands like Gorillaz. I like listening to Gorillaz when I lift sometimes. Also, here, let me scroll down this list a little bit, and I'll give you a couple more ideas. Foo Fighters, big Foo Fighters guy. When I'm lifting, it's just like, you know, you get those songs like Hero, where you know you kind of get that drum beat, and it just like kind of builds up, so you can listen to it those first 20 seconds before a lift. Jay-Z, love Jay-Z. I really only listen to rap when I lift, but. Man, I love it. Even some Linkin Park and their reanimation stuff. If you haven't picked up their CD where they remixed a bunch of their music and they added a bunch of stuff as well, bear with me. The garage door is opening below me. Yes, I live above my parents' garage. And it kind of goes into some different territories with some Paramore. I like Paramore. You know, I even like listening to them when I lift. And even some AC/DC sometimes, and Berlin. If you haven't checked them out, they got some really, really good music. Unfortunately, I can't play any for you right now. But if you Google them or go on YouTube, you can see some of their stuff. And I think that's about it. Some Bravery, Carolina Liar. There's some good stuff. The Clash, man, dude. You never think about it, but. Damn, The Clash can be really good when you lift. And for some reason, that pumps me up a little bit. Kanye West. And that's kind of the bulk of it. Those are like the big names. Some Eminem. You know, some Fatboy Slim. I don't really listen to techno. But that, you know, that's kind of the gist of it. So there you go. Next question that we have, I actually got on Formspring. Ever look at the Vegas Pro straps versus the TRX? Any advantages to not having a single point attachment like the TRX? Thoughts? Great question. I really like the TRX. I think it's a great, great product. For $150, there isn't a better piece of equipment that you can buy for your home gym or for if you have a commercial gym. Every commercial gym should have these things. They're just so great. You can do planks on them. You can do rows. You can do bicep curls, ladies, men. I don't know. Tricep extensions. You can do tons of stuff on these things. Also, rollouts, leg curls, single-legged squats, tons of stuff. Rear foot elevated squats. And one of the coolest things that I've been using these for is actually a progression to get people into doing single-legged squats because they can hold onto the handles and they can actually kind of resist the movement. So it works out quite well for that. But going to the Vegas Pro straps, I've never heard of these before until this email. But basically what they are is they're blast straps, but just in the material for blast straps. It's just like two independent strands with handles at the end. And I saw a picture of and also I also get a question about this on Formspring, but people who wanted to do dips in a TRX, I mean, stay away from it. What's the advantage of doing dips on a TRX? If you really want to do dips, do them at a dip station. I have no qualms. I do dips. I have no problem against them. My shoulders are healthy. I have no problem with them. But with a TRX, like, you know, the guys that do dips on things like that or rings, those are gymnasts. You got to be in damn good shape. You got to have fantastic shoulder and scapular stability to do those. And I just don't think you're going to get an advantage to doing them on a TRX opposed to a dip station. Or if you don't have a dip station, you know, you can always do things like decline bench. You can always do a close grip bench. You can do close grip push-ups. There's tons of other things that you can do. So, personally, I'd stay away from it. But in terms of the Vegas Pro straps, they're $90. plus shipping, and then it doesn't come with the bag. It doesn't come with, I don't know what combat straps are, but I'm looking at it right now. Exercise book, it doesn't come with a bunch of that stuff. The TRX is just one package. I like it. You know, you can't do push-ups in them, but you know what? You can put your feet in the straps and do push-ups and make those challenging and do Spider-Man push-ups that way, atomic push-ups, whatever. So I don't think you need to really do like blast strap push-ups. You can just do push-ups from the ground. If you want to do nutrigrid push-ups, get something like the Perfect Push-Up. I think that's a fantastic product. You can get it at like your local, for those of you in the States, you can go to like TJ Maxx and Marshall's, Filene's Basement. Those places have exercise equipment for super cheap. Like they had Perfect Pull-Ups there for $20. And I saw that and I was pissed. I bought mine off Amazon for $40 and they had not the same one, but it's more or less the same thing for $20. So definitely check that out. The next question that we have, again, this is from Formspring. Should I be sore after every workout, except maybe times of deload? No, you shouldn't be sore after every workout. You know, should you be beat at the end of a workout? Okay, maybe depending on what your goals are, sure. But should you be sore the day after, day in and day out soreness? No, you shouldn't be. You will be in the beginning, but you're going to be, I mean, to be honest, if you're not sore, that can actually be a sign of overtraining. And maybe that means you might need a deload. So again, it depends. You know, some people like really have soreness. Like if they ever do lower body stuff, or, you know, if people do glute ham raises, they'll tend to always be sore afterwards. But do I think you need to be sore, or should you be sore? No, absolutely not. It's possible, but it's not something you should shoot for, you know. Next question that we have is from, so short and sweet. I'm trying to make these condensed, get you guys some simple answers. But next question's from Aaron. Do drinks like Spike help with workouts? How should these energy drinks be used, if at all? I don't think you need to drink Spike for a workout. Is it going to help? Yeah, if you need energy, it's going to help. Is it going to, you know, make your CNS more efficient? Yeah, you know, caffeine kind of will do that. It will get you pumped up for a lift. It will kind of get you bouncing up and bouncing off the ground. If you need a little bit of a boost, yeah, I think energy drinks are fine. I think a cup of coffee, a cup of black coffee before you lift, that's fine too. It's the same thing. We're dealing with the same animal. When you look at a can of Spike, it has 300 milligrams of caffeine. A cup of coffee is going to have roughly 100. Roughly. I mean, it could be anywhere between 75 and 100, depending on how you get it, what the size is. So let's go with about 12 ounces. It's going to give you about 100 milligrams of caffeine. Those two cups of black tea, or two tea bags of black tea, same thing. So I don't think you need to use a Spike or a Red Bull or anything like that. I would just, you know, if you need something, have a cup of coffee. If you like coffee, have some black coffee. If you want something that tastes phenomenal and something that I personally look forward to before I lift every single day, go order some Spike. Just start with half a can, because that stuff is three cups of coffee in one jolt. So please be safe either way. So thanks for the question, Aaron. Harry has a question. He says, good day, Kevin. I think he must be from Australia, because I did make that request on the FitCast that people start. I like it when people say good day, top of the morning, or ahoy. You know, that's good too. Just a question about your training. What kind of assistance work are you doing with 531? Are you doing boring but big, or assistance work you choose yourself? Also, do you find that some lifts respond better to volume than others, or is that just me? My bench dies unless I've been hitting that twice a week with solid volume 5x5 style, whereas my deadlift only need one heavy intensity set to keep improving. Thanks, Harry. When I was doing the 5x1, I was actually just putting in some personal stuff. I was doing some of the dips and on the bench, or it was a military press day. I was also doing dips and doing the chin-ups. And yeah, man, that's a lot of volume. and it's not too bad. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing. We had some people disagree about the 5-3-1 not being all right for fat loss. I the more I thought about it, I guess I should have clarified myself. The 5-3-1 setup, as some people might set it up with, like the boring but basic or boring but big. Yeah, that might be too much volume for fat loss. And I have to say it depends, sadly, because it was based on the calorie intake that I'm getting in. I'm really not getting that many calories. I'm flirting, as close to the limit as I possibly can to drop fat as fast as possible, because that's the way I like to do things. I like it like that. I like to just get this done, get in and out. Although it's going to be 80 days for me. It's not going to be, I'm not doing a 30-day transformation. It's 80, like we have it planned out. It's 80 days. And, hopefully everything will go well. Psychologically, I'm going to be good. I'm pumped. Like today I lifted, I got to have, I guess I had like a half a gallon of chocolate milk before, during, and after training. So that was pretty good. 600 calories, 600 solid calories. I enjoyed that. I love some chocolate milk. The in terms of the question about training volume, people tend to actually deal with upper body volume much better than they do with lower body volume. And I think part of the reason is that we actually train in our beginning stages of training. A lot of guys don't do much lower body training. And I hope ladies do. Women tend to be more focused on the lower body stuff anyways, because that's the target areas. It's their hamstrings, it's their glutes to a certain extent, their quads, and then also triceps. Triceps, that's a big thing. Triceps and biceps, they don't want that, jiggly arm thing that people talk about. So I understand that. But I think for especially men in general, they tend to go, you bench Monday. Why do, the first day of the week, day one, why not bench? Why not do upper body? And then, you go back buys or day two. And then you might do like just an arms day. And then you might do a lower body day. You might. Maybe that would be more of like a calves and a leg extension and a leg curl day. That sounds a little bit easier than a back squat and a sumo deadlift and a walking lunges or a single-legged squat or single-legged deadlift day. That sounds, it doesn't sound as fun, does it? But to be honest, if you want to get stronger, that's going to work a lot better. All right, another question from Jason. Blasted through this. Hey, Kevin, long-time listener here. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on a couple of supplements I am planning on taking. I've been hearing a lot about the Animal brand of products and was wondering your opinion on them. As far as Animal packs, multis, and their Animal Cuts fat burners, I've heard positive things about them, was wanting to try them out. I'd noticed BioTest has been out of Hot Rocks for a while, and I'm waiting, wanting to help jumpstart my fat loss at the gym. Any comments would be greatly appreciated, Jason. Great question, Jason. Let's talk about supplements. Animal packs, for people who don't know what those are, it comes in like a, if you think about the Quaker Oats cylinder, it comes in something like that, and it comes in, they're all like individually bagged. There's like 8 pills in each one, and it's a lot of pills to take. It really is. It's I mean it's tough to talk about this. I don't think people need those. I don't think people need tons of here, actually, I'm gonna pull up the page for you guys so I can tell you a little bit about it. But you get 15 servings for $13. Okay, let's compare that with my Vitamin Shoppe Ultimate Men Multivitamin, which gives me, let's see, it gives me 90 servings, or I should say it's 45. So let's say it gives me 45 servings, and this costs $13. So the thing about the animal packs is they actually add like a lot more branched chain amino acids to it. And by a lot more, I mean a significant amount, but not much that's really worth writing home about. I know I sound like I'm contradicting myself, but Like, you know, they put a little bit extra leucine and lysine and valine, and there's also some arginine in it. There's milk thistle. Like, there's, it's like the ultimate men multivitamin. And the way they break it up is they actually have the vitamins, they have the amino acid complex, they have the performance complex, and then we have the antioxidant complex and the digestive enzyme complex. So I think it might be overkill. How hard are you training? I mean, are you going all out? Are you a college athlete? Is your nutrition crap and you can't get the vitamins from your nutrition? Then, yeah, I mean, if you have the money, sure. Yeah, it's not going to hurt you. But you might want to save that money and spend it on something else. And same thing with the fat loss stuff. You know, the Animal Cuts product is, again, it's kind of expensive. For 42 servings, which is one pack, it's $30 right now on bodybuilding.com. And the worst part about these fat burners is they don't tell you exactly what's in it. Like, they tell you what it's made of, but they don't tell you how much. Like, the thermogenic complex has caffeine in it, kola nut, guarana, yerba mate, raspberry ketones, which is also in the BioTest product, forskolin, and also the metabolic complex, which is different, is just green tea and black tea extract, white tea, coffee extract. It's it's more or less caffeine. You're getting a lot of antioxidants, sure, but there's also a cortisone inhibiting complex. Excuse me, guys. Sorry, it's running late. I've been working all day, trying to bang this out. Is it going to hurt you? Probably not, but do you necessarily need it right now? Hell no, not at the starting stages. If you want to really use something like this, save it for the end. Save it when you're running on empty. Save it when you need to get that kick in the ass. You need that final couple pounds. And, you know, if we're thinking about this as like you want to get to the beach on June 1st, or let's just use May 25th, I would take this May 1st. You know, I'd save it for May 1st. Let's, give it 30 days of a little extra kick in the ass and get your money's worth out of it. Starting off, you really don't need a fat burner. Again, like, fat burners, the parts of a fat burner that have been proven effective by studies are the caffeine and the Yohimbe as an appetite supplement. But then you run into issues with Yohimbe. For some people, it can bother them as like a vasoconstrictor. So it can kind of be literally uncomfortable to take that stuff. Like, you'll start having like cold feet and hands, things like that. And also, especially if you get like cheese, I'm kind of pulling that out of my ass. I read it somewhere. I'm not going to cite it. But that's, I'd stay away from it. You really don't need it until that last cut. If you want to take it during that final cut, do it. You know, it's definitely worth checking out. Same thing with the BioTest Hot Rocks. Hot Rocks, in terms of the fat burners, it's one of the better ones. Again, I would save it. I mean, it's not something you can take year round. Your body is going to adapt to it. Use it when you really, really need it. All right, let's go to, I don't know, dude. I think we're going to wrap it up there. We're at about 30 minutes, guys. And, wow, I am getting, I keep getting emails to answer more questions. But we're going to wrap it up there. And, again, what this is going to be, I really don't know. I think it's just going to be Q&A. I might go off topic sometimes. I might, I might tell you that I haven't watched Lost yet. And I love that show, and it was on last night, and I have it on my DVR, and I probably am not going to be able to watch it tonight because I'm doing work. There's some awesome stuff coming up on KevinLarrabee.com. I've got a couple more blog posts in the queue. Just, I'm not sleeping a lot, man. I'm getting like six and a half. I should probably be a little bit better, especially when I'm trying to lose weight. Don't want those cortisol levels going up. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Tons of cool stuff. And also the fitcast.com. Fitcast is still going to be the same. I'm just going to put these out on Wednesday nights. It's Wednesday night. I figure it's a good night to put it out. and it's 8:41 right now, so maybe I'll have to wait till Thursday morning. But I just want, you know, guys, thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of this. And continue to send in questions. Send them to me personally. Send them to kevin@thefitcast.com, and I'll answer them on here. If it's something you don't want answered on the podcast, make that known, and I will reply directly back to you. I think I made that pretty clear. Like, if you subscribe to the newsletter, and if you haven't already, you really should do that. That's how I give you guys updates on the guests and how you can send in questions for the guests. But I love getting questions from you guys, and I don't mind, you know, taking some time and replying to them. I like to do this, and I don't get to connect with you guys. I really don't realize that we have 6,000 people tuning in every single week, and it's hard to really grasp that when you don't see people. Like, it's really weird. It's a weird little beast, this whole podcasting and internet thing. But I'm gonna run, because I have to eat one more time or two more times before I go to bed. And I'm a little bit behind on my calories today, believe it or not. So, again, thanks for listening. Please check out kevinlarby.com. Check out thefitcast.com. And we will have a fresh episode this upcoming Sunday. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any suggestions or questions, email me, kevin@thefitcast.com. Questions@thefitcast.com. Leave comments to this post. All right? I'll be listening. I always do. Take care, guys, and have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday.